I'll proceed with my comments that I think that wherever a tax treaty provides certain exemptions to all, if those exemptions are available to the international organization or the ODA granting agency, I see no reason why those would not get automatically extended to the agency as well. Now, my concern would be more with respect to the exemptions in specific acts, like at least in India, we have acts for these international organizations. There is an ADB Act, there is a World Bank Act, there is a United Nations Immunities and Privileges Act, under which exemptions are granted. The exemptions we are talking about here are granted. And more organizations every time request for such exemptions. So what is our outlook on those exemptions is my question. I would request the subcommittee to deal with that. Then secondly, there are exemptions under the domestic law which are not mentioning any particular organization or government. They may be in respect of bilateral ODA, they may be in respect of the international organization related assistance, and they may be granted on case-to-case basis subject to fulfillment of certain conditions. So are we saying here that those kind of provisions should be discouraged, and the output of this committee will say that such provisions should not be there in the domestic laws? I'm not saying that we should not do that. I'm just putting it before the committee subcommittee that we should have some guidance on the desirability or otherwise of having such exemption provisions in the domestic laws of various countries, even though they are sovereign in deciding this. But this is driven by overall requirement of exemptions by aid granting agencies. So if there is a guidance here, then that will in turn affect or influence the policy making everywhere in a uniform manner. Thank you.